in this video, I'll give out intel that has never been published yet, which I obtained in the 1980s, being directly confronted with it while working for the Army as a military historian. After my studies and after my time in the bush in various parts of southern Africa. During this time, I got into the KGB building in Moscow, Russia, called the Lubyanka at Dzerzhinsky Square at the time. I don't know if it's still called Dzerzhinsky Square today. I remember, so this seems to be the main entrance, but when I was there, it was all locked. So it probably still is, I don't know. And I remember I walked through here and I came at the back. And I remember, I think you could only walk from this side, from the other side, it wasn't possible. So I walked around it, Dzerzhinsky Square here. This is probably a statue of Dzerzhinsky. And I don't know if it's still there. And I walked around here on the other side. There was a little tiny door. In fact, I just walked into the Lubyanka's back door behind the building, as in many times, the most simple things work. As the Americans say, KISS, for keep it simple, stupid. It says, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. Now, I want you to look at the... So, in fact, this is some other era. This is where they probably changed the name of Dzerzhinsky Place, where there was a statue of Dzerzhinsky. I think it was still there when I was there in the 80s. And now it shows this here probably. Well, this looks like a new car. So now it shows the Soviet Red Star. And this thing here for the Ukraine war. But I want you to have a look at this here on top. It's always in the middle, like on top of the building. Well, these here, they look like two obelisks. Must be. And what else? So, this is the sun hieroglyph. Look, it stands for Horus. You know, the sun. And Horus is always depicted by the sun, or many times. And these are the two wings of Horus. I filmed many sun hieroglyphs in my film, the Pharaoh Show. It was my first video, actually, like 15 years ago. And the Nazis had this, and, you know, it's on the Mini Cooper, it's on Aston Martin. There's also an American car, I don't remember what it was. It's a sun hieroglyph. And it's also, like, this is a circle, you know, for this square and circle. And here's the square. So it says square and circle, Freemasonry. So the Soviets, you know, it's all the same thing, you know. It's Freemasonry, it's Pharaoh's nobility. And this is what I want to tell you, you know. What I will tell you a bit later, what it's all about. And this is why I had so many problems, because I found out, you know, that they're all the same. There were just a few visibly bored Russian soldiers standing there without any other further security detail and neither inside. I guess the Russian people were too afraid to get a mile away from that building. And in some countries, like inside the former Soviet Union, the military discipline was so rigorous that no soldier would take any initiative on his own responsibility, like stopping someone from going through the back door into the building. I've done crazy things in those days, which I would never do again. But well, in some situations, too much thinking stops the flow and makes you lose the initiative. So I just walked in there. I hesitated a long time telling you all this for my own safety. But with the Ukraine war going on, Unit 29155 roaming the streets of Europe, having lost my health and my family, well, what the heck, you know. So this is again the top of the building, the KGB building, yeah. So there are indeed two obelisks. So it's really Pharaoh. It's the same as in the West, you know. And this is what I want to tell you, you know. There is no problem between Russia and America and England, between the KGB and the CIA, you know. There isn't. And I'll tell you more about this. It's all Pharaoh. Here you can see this. And these things here are the Grail. It means our blood is here. Our descendants is here. And this is probably the rising sun. Many times, you know, being shown as a shell. Maybe it is a shell. And you got here the hammer symbol here. And here, of course, this is the circle, the compass, and here you got a square, you know. It says square and compass. And it's also the sun hieroglyph. This is Horus, the sun. And here you got the two wings on each side. As I told you before, just like Aston Martin, like the Nazi had this, you know. They had the swastika inside and the two wings. They said eagle wings, but no, they were wings of the falcon. And Mini Cooper has this, and it's everywhere. It's the same as in the West. There's no difference. They just need horizontal wars, you know, to have the people fight each other. Like now, Russia against the Ukraine. I mean, this is the final proof, you know. We need a vertical war against these ones, our masters. All right? I remember that inside the Lubyanka, it was very dark, like nighttime inside, with just a tiny office lamp on a desk. Inside the offices, the ceilings were abnormal high, and I wonder how they could heat it all in winter time. Actually, I was there in summertime, and the building was almost empty with hardly anyone inside. I guess all the KGB agents were outside, roaming the streets and terrorizing the Russian people. There, in and around the Lubyanka, I got to know about the GRU Unit 29155 and that it was founded in 1955 and not in 2008, as the internet falsely claims. The Russian GRU is the Russian military intelligence, and this notorious GRU unit 29155 is allegedly responsible for many assassinations in Western Europe, like the liquidation of ex-GRU Colonel Sergei Skripal in 2018. In England, by using a deadly poison, and many more alleged GRU assassinations. Like on the ex-KGB or FSB agent Alexander Litvinenko, murdered with the radioactive agent polonium-210. Also in Merry England, a not very safe country. Now, let's go and analyze this picture here. So I made a collage of this here. This is from the FBI. You know, it says here GRU-29155. And here we see Saint George here, you know, like stabbing the dragon. It's the same as in the West. And Saint George, he's the protector, the saint protector of the Knights Templars. And what do I see here? It's almost like a Knights Templars cross. Only the Knights Templars, they got four in red. Yeah, mention that in red. And here there are five. It's like the Ruskies wants to say, like they are like the Knights Templars on steroid. Not four, but five, you know. And here we got the three, one, two, three pyramids in it. And if you, here is a half, and here's also a half. If you put two halves together, you get four. So it does say the concept of three and four for square and compass. And here is a crown, of course. It has a cross on it because the church, it belongs to the nobility. And this is the double-headed eagle. I already explained that to you, but your slaves probably forgotten it. It means on one side is the old world order, and this side is the new world order. And the old world order is the old feudal vertical rule by the feudal system, and the new world order is the republic. It's a horizontal rule. And you see, you know, one is looking this way, one is looking back, you know, that was before, and one is looking into the future, like, I mean, if you write a normal Western way of writing, maybe in the Middle East it would be the other way around, but never mind. Here, it's got a sword here, one side. Normally, the Russians, they have a ball here, the world, but here you've got the thing that Caesar has on his head. And the word Tsar is very much etymologically related with the word Caesar. And here, it looks like a fleur de lis, you know, with one, two, three things here. And there's also three of them. Why not four? You know, why three? You know, it's like one missing here. Well, because three, the concept of three, it's our master, it's them. And it's also the the concept of three, which stands for the compass. And here we see the compass, the circle. And also here you got the same, like, aristocratic things around it. Here, how many numbers we got here? Seven. Well, seven is the concept of three and four together. So it means it's the same as in the West, you know. It's the same as in the West. It's Templars, you know, it's the nobility, it's Caesar here, it's the Knights Templars, like an equivalent, it's like a, it's related to the Knights Templars, and, you know, there is no KGB against CIA, against MI5, you know. I mean, in that case, if they were enemies of each other, then the GRU-29155, they wouldn't have killed all these people in England, you know. But the MI5 and the English system, you know, the authorities, they just let it happen. You know, it's so clear. And the logo is saying it all, you know, the symbols are saying it as well. And the actions, the things happening are saying it. And I found out about this at the end of the 80s, or in the 80s, and in the end of the 80s, or middle 80s, when I was there, and I'll tell you some more about it. Okay, so far, nothing new, really. But here's the thing. It's a funny number, 29155, isn't it? Is the number by chance, or does it have a meaning? Well, I found out in the 80s that it has a meaning. And in fact, it's a date. 55 is 1955, 1 is the first month of January, and 29 the day. So I made another collage here. Here's Litvinenko, here again the logo of the unit. It says GRU unit 29155. So that 1 is January, the 29th, 1955. And I'm gonna prove that to you. So here it says 29155 is January 29th, 1955. So January 29th, 1955 is the date of their first international assassination. And as usual, using a poison, and of which they are apparently very proud of, thus using that as a sweet memory of their first kill in the title of 29155. Sort of thing serial killers do and keep some sort of souvenir, like the date 29155. And well, and serial killers they are indeed, having accomplished a whole series of international assassinations, of which the first hit needs to be remembered in the name, 29155. So it says, GRU unit 29155 serial killers. So whom did they get on January 29th, 1955? Well, their first victim was the Danish Prime Minister Hans Hedtoft, who, while visiting Stockholm of the neighboring country of Sweden at the age of only 51 years old, just fell dead on January 29th, 1955. A sudden heart attack, they said. So here you can see the Prime Minister of Denmark, Hans Hedtoft. And he has a sudden heart attack at 51 years only. Why did the Russians target Denmark's Prime Minister, Hans Hedtoft? Well, because he had Denmark join NATO in 1949, with the biggest problem that Greenland is Danish and very near to Russia. As within the Arctic Circle, everything gets together, narrowing down the distance between Russia and NATO territory. And of course, the Americans immediately stationed nuclear weapons in Greenland. As soon Denmark, through Hans Hedtoft, entered the NATO alliance. So here it says Hans Hedtoft, here he is. Here it says 1949, Denmark joins NATO. Here you see the NATO cross. It says Russia very angry, extremely angry because of this. So here on the NATO website, you know, here you see the symbol. There's a swastika in the middle. And remember my video I made about this, you know, showing I cut out these pieces and I made all these symbols. So here it says Denmark and NATO. It says on April 4th, 1949, Denmark became a member of NATO. So that was under the Prime Minister Hans Hertoft. And I saw his name somewhere, but well, you can read it yourself here. It's not very interesting. I don't know who that is. Oh, that's the King of Denmark. Remember, Donald Trump, he's related to this family. I made a video about this. He's officially related to the Royal House of Denmark and Norway. Not Sweden, by the way. Funny enough. Do you see a resemblance? I don't know. Maybe this one is also like posing as a military man, like Donald Trump, you know, who was saluting all the time. But he never did a day in the army. And this one too here never did anything in the army, you know. But it looks nice, you know, nice uniform and all that. So, out here. Yeah, an American base in far off Greenland. And this was the important, that was the thing for the Russians. Here you see the American base in Greenland. And that was before. Before you could see on this map how, you know, in the Arctic Circle, how everything narrows down. Oh, there it is. So here is the little Denmark, which is also strategically important because it could close the, you know, the Russians here coming from Leningrad here, coming through. But here you see Greenland, so I suppose the Americans, they don't have their base here, but they've got it all the way here. I don't even have to look it up because that's quite sure, which gets really near to Russia, you know. Duck, here's Russia, here's like Moscow. So the Russians were very, very angry. Hey, Unit 29155. The day the Prime Minister who got Denmark into NATO, the day upon which he suddenly died of a mysterious heart attack, right? So here you can see his name here, Hans Hertoft. I hope I pronounced that right. Sounds like head. Well, here you can see his head. I don't know what it means. Maybe it has a meaning, I don't know. So I pronounce it like Hertoft. I hope that's right. It says he was he helped the rescue of the Danish jaywalkers here. He has been a long time in politics, apparently already during the Second World War. And, well, there's a lot of things here, but here it says, on January 29th, 1955, we got there the unit 29155. Hertoft died suddenly from a heart attack at 51 years old, right? While in a meeting in the Nordic Council in Stockholm. So he was not at home in Denmark, so probably not much security, you know. Well, I mean, it's 1955. He was succeeded, well, etc. And later on, they gave the name, his name, to a ship here. The liner MS Hans Hertoft was named after him. Unfortunately, on its maiden voyage, or the first voyage, in 1959, the ship struck an iceberg and sank off the coast of Greenland. And I had a look into this here. Here it is. And the interesting thing is that this ship, I hope it will come here. Yeah. It sank on January 30th, which is almost the same date as January 29th, when the other Hans Hertoft, when he died. And there's also a 9 here, you know, a lot of 9s. Instead of 29, there's here 59. So that's real funny. It's almost the same date that the ship sunk. And the prime minister died of a sudden heart attack. And this is also funny, you know, like on its maiden voyage, the first voyage the ship ever did, you know, it sank, which is also strange, you know, like 51 years and the first voyage. A lot of strange thing going on. Apparently a lot of, here's also from Greenland. It was going to Greenland also. Another coincidence. I don't know, a lot of people died. I don't know how many. Well, you can read it yourself. Yeah. I can't read that. I can't see that quickly like this. Yeah. How many people died? But, okay. A lot of funny coincidences going on, eh? A lot of discrepancies. Can the Russians heart attack someone? Yes. On August 13th, 1961, the KGB spy Bogdan Stashinsky, whom you see here, defected into the West and admitted to have assassinated and heart attacked in 1957 the Ukrainian Lev Rebet in Munich, Germany, together with the Ukrainian Stepan Bandera 2 years later, and also heart attacked in Munich, Germany. So, two Ukrainians assassinated by heart attack and by the Russians in the very same era of the late 50s, when the Danish Prime Minister mysteriously died of a heart attack at the age of only 51. On January 29th, 1955, being the very first one on a row, and therefore the name of GRU Unit 29155. In 1984, Bogdan Stashinsky came to South Africa, and we knew he was lying. So this is here where Homi Ross entered the game and was sent on a trip to find out more about the bug, as we called him. And a bug he was, a nasty piece of work. We also used to joke about him, saying that he was not a bru, but a gru. Bru is like bro in South Africa. We also say boot. So here's the name, like Bogdan, you know, bug. That's why we call him the bug. I don't know how to pronounce this, Bogdan or Bugdan. Or maybe Dan the Bug. So this is the official website of the Ukrainian Secret Service called Foreign Intelligence Service of Ukraine with the Templar's Cross. Concept of four, there are four things and a circle in the middle for the concept of three. And I already explained this in one of my videos that this is in fact the Fleur de Lis. And there was also a Ukrainian princess who became the Queen of France, you know. I mean, they're all the same, you know. So here it says on October 12, 1957. So this is the same era, yeah, 1957 of the Danish prime minister in 1955. And here, so on October 12, 1957, KGB agent the bug, Bogdan Stashinsky, killed Ukrainian politician and publicist Lev Rebet in Munich. And on October 15, 1959, OUN leader Stepan Bandera also in Munich. In October 96, well, you can read it yourself. And if you want to. So this was in the German newspaper, yeah. Abendzeitung. That means the evening newspaper in the 50s. So I just pause it. It's funny. Code name Ole, 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 Ole. You know, like soccer. Football. The Americans say soccer. In Europe, they say football. So, well, it says, who else could have become Bogdan Stashinsky victim? Well, I think I already explained that to you and I answered that question. Okay? Mysterious disappearance. Well, you can read it yourself. I didn't read it, actually. So, here's some more on the bug. And it says the murder of Lev Rabet. There he is. In Auschwitz, a concentration camp here, you know, with the inverse pyramid. And here the other one, Stepan Bandera. He killed them both. Which is a fact, actually, he admitted it. And so you can read it yourself. Actually, I didn't. Didn't read it. So here's where homie Ross came into the equation. Now here. The bug and his former wife were given new identities with Stashinsky being provided asylum by South Africa in 1984, yeah, where he continued to live under a false name. It was also reported that he had married a woman from Durban. So even the women liked him, probably. How is that possible, huh? So Stashinsky's later fate is unknown. He covered his tracks masterfully after being released and has vanished into obscurity. His current whereabouts are unknown, and due to old age, it's likely that he's no longer alive. So this guy, he was born in 1931, okay. So here's the thing, look here. There's an article in the South African newspaper, article on the bug asylum in South Africa that appeared in the Chicago Tribune, 1984. Let's have a look if it all gets into the screen. Not really. I'll do another one. Sire says, ex-KGB agent reported in South Africa. In Durban, South Africa, former high-ranking Soviet agent was given asylum in South Africa in 1968 and is living in the country under a new identity. Well, you can read it yourself here. And this is interesting here. The bug, or Stashinsky, now 52, underwent extensive cosmetic surgery and was given a new family background. Sometime later, he married a woman from Durban. Also, America has its heart attack gun program from the same 1950s era called MK Naomi. It says US heart attack gun, Mr. Church. So you can read about the MK Naomi. Apparently MK stands for monarch you know, Pharaoh's nobility, of course. And it's like all blackened out, probably. There's not much to see. It's blackened out like the Epstein files of the actual U.S. president. Okay, it says its general reported to be a successor to the MK Ultra project, focusing on biological projects, including biological warfare agents, specifically to store materials that could either incapacitate or kill a test subject and to develop devices for the diffusion of such materials, like a heart attack gun. Yeah. So here it's about biological warfare. And you know, they have biological weapons, nice. Special operations command. Interesting logo. Well, we can see at the shaft there are three lines, or like holding it together. This is also sort of like the fascists, you know, they're holding these things together. You see the straw branches, meaning one for all and all for one. And oh yeah, and here they've got some other more. There's Project Artichoke, Project Chatter, and a lot more. Sounds nice, like a girl's name, Naomi. Funny, actually, that all these secret services develop the same weapons at the same time. How come? Well, because they are all run by the very same pharaohs at the top. Same obelisks, same sun hieroglyphs, same grails, same concept of 3 and 4, same vesica piscis, same square and compasses, same Horus sun and wings, same Freemason pharaohs, both in Russia and America and the rest of the world, setting peoples up against each other in endless horizontal wars. So it says the Lubyanka, so again the former KGB building, now FSB on Dzerzhinsky Square, probably has another name now. And here you see the top of the building of the Lubyanka, and here is the close-up, where you can see it all. It's all the same thing in America, in France, in Germany, in Russia, here, obelisk and Horus sun hieroglyphs, the grail, here's the, again the sun, here's the square, this is the compass. They're all the same gang. They have no problem with each other. Which is like your policeman in your country being better friends with a cop from another country than he is with you. Forming a global blue army assisting in the enslavement of humanity. So, of course, it's all blue because of the blue war crown of Pharaoh. Pharaoh also had a white crown and a red crown, but the blue crown was the blue war crown. And this, of course, is the inverted pyramid, like in Auschwitz. It's the pyramid, the triangle of death. You know, and there are, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines altogether, which is the concept of 3 and 4 together. And this on top of it, it looks like a crown, you know, with also 1, 2, 3 things here. Again, for the concept of 3, which is them, our masters, the crown. They are on top of it all. I don't see a concept of four. Must be somewhere. And here it says the World Police Summit, which was in March 2023. They have it every year. You know, they're admitting it. They got a world police and they got summits, you know. They're all together. So I just want to come back to the picture before because I went a bit quick. So here it says Russian American Officers Association. You know, when the police, they're all together, Russian and American. Don't you think that the CIA and the KGB are big pals? Think about it. It's all the same, you know. The symbols are the same. They do the same things, you know. So here you see the American flag, or here's one part of it, here's the other part. Here you see the double-headed, it's not an eagle, it's a falcon. Only the falcon stays up in the air like this, you know, clapping its wings and looking around, you know, if you find something. And here's probably an octagon here behind it, as usual. Three stars, because they are masters, just like before in the summit, remember? It says, again, Russian American Officers Association. We are proud of you. Oh, we are so proud, yeah. Here's the same symbol. And here it says, in memory of Detective Russell Timoshenko. What is he? Is he Russian? A Russian name? Is he American? Was he an American who died in Russia? Or is he a Russian agent, you know, having an American police uniform? What's going on? And I think Timoshenko, that's actually a Ukrainian name. But okay, there are a lot of Ukrainians who are actually now Russians, and it used to belong to the Soviet Union, and also to Russia under the Tsars. So, yeah, there are a lot of, as we know, there are a lot of Ukrainians who feel more Russian than Ukrainian. I mean, that's how the war started, right? But anyway, you can see it. They're all big bells, and it's the same, you know, with an English cop, he's being in a union with the German cops, the French cop being together with the Spanish cops, and they're all friends together, you know, it's like a global world police, as we just saw before. Therefore, similarly, all these three letter agencies, like CIA, MI6, KGB, DGSE, or whatever, are just pretending to be enemies of each other. Therefore, the Western world just letting the GRU unit 29155 murder people all over the world because a defector is a traitor to Pharaoh's nobility, for which the pharaohs of the country he defected to also have utter contempt. Therefore, as soon as the UK had extracted all the valuable intel of the Russian defectors, like Sergei Skripal, whom you can see here, Alexander Litvinenko, and many others, thinking to be safe in England, the local pharaohs put them on the hit list and have unit 29155 come over, who in all impunity roam all over Europe and elsewhere. And this is what I found out in the 80s. That they all work together against the people, that all these international secret services all work together and have absolutely no problem with each other. And in many cases, let the 29155 do the assassinations, even in NATO countries and with the allowance of NATO countries. Assumably, like the mysterious death of no less than 7 German AFD politicians in the beginning of September 2025, mostly or maybe even all by heart attacks just before the local elections. What would happen for Russia when the German AFD and its Alice Weidel would come to power? Well, Germany would immediately stop giving weapons to the Ukraine, which paradoxically Pharaoh's nobility in Russia would not like to happen, because they want the horizontal war among the peoples to go on for the agenda, like the Horus Matrix, legalize pink list killers in Russia and mixing all peoples up. So it says endless horizontal wars. So I explain that one more time. What is a horizontal war? A horizontal war is a war between the peoples, one people and another people at the same level. You know, all these two world wars, you know, Germans against English, against Americans, against French. It's horizontal. But we should need a vertical war against our masters. So that's the only way to stop it all. So would Russia and Mr. Putin and his pals, would they have a reason to have these AFD, 7 of them, to have these AFD candidates, to have them assassinated by Unit 29155? Well, paradoxically, yes. You would say no, because when the AFD would come into power, then there wouldn't be any more German weapons for the Ukraine, because Alice Weidel and the rest of them, well, they want to stop that, so Germany won't be in another war. At least that's what they say, but you can't trust them, you know. They say one thing and do the other. All these politicians are just liars. It's all politics. And they're just telling the people what the people wants to hear. So the reason is behind why wouldn't Mr. Putin then have the AFD come into power, so the no more weapons for the Ukraine, no more German weapons? Well, because they want the horizontal war to go on. And the US president wants this, and the French president wants this. They all want it. I don't even talk about that Starmer guy. Eh? So this is the only way to keep the slaves, you know, to keep them down, you know, so they won't rise up, to keep them in a constant state of being tired of, you know, and exhausted, all these wars without end, to destroy them. You know, they should only work and not think, you know, just have enough power to do their daily job and then do nothing anymore in the evening, you know. So for our masters, the pharaonic nobility, they want to keep humanity in perpetual war. I mean, it should be clear, right? There shouldn't be any war in the 21st century. They just want humanity in perpetual war. So yes, the Russians, Unit 29155, they have a reason to assassinate the AFD candidates. Very paradoxically, though. So in the 80s, when being back, well, let's say, at the office, I started being loud about it, that MI6, KGB, DGSE, CIA, and the rest of them, they all work together. They are not enemies of each other. Then the wrong people got notice of it, and things got very dangerous and quite hairy. And I had to run again, almost like the jaywalkers always do or did, run away. Officially, I was employed as a military historian in the military, actually teaching senior officers, as you can read here. It says military historian. Only sometimes, due to my previous combat experience, I was occasionally involved in rather odd jobs. And I also got too loud about it that the 29155 of the GRU unit is the date of their first hit on January 29th, 1955. After all, the bug was still in South Africa, who was probably the guy who was behind the hit on 29155. I think it is possible they used the death powder to create a sudden heart attack, which I saw them make during the border wars in Angola in 1981. What I've told you before in one of my videos. I was just 19 and we were young, stupid soldiers. They told us not to go into a certain restricted area, which, of course, we did anyway. And there we saw all these dead bodies hanging on trees with their heads down, with a slimy substance dripping down out of the body openings like mouth, nose, and ears that was collected in cut open jerry cans and dried in the sun. We were very shocked, and one of our guys said, "I can ask one of the guys of the 3-2 battalion and feed him some beers." The notorious 3-2 battalion, or just the 3-2, as we called them, consisted of Nubians only, with white officers, but were in a tribal war with the Zulus. So Pharaoh's officers' club used them in their usual divide and rule scheme. Then, a few days later, our guy explained that the 3-2 were making the death powder after ancient voodoo practices originating from ancient Egypt. As the body decomposes quickly under the hot sun, a liquid starts being formed, having all the information of death, which they dried up and grinded into a powder, which they called the death powder, having just all the information of death, so a coroner wouldn't find any poisons in the deceased body and will usually just confirm a heart attack as the cause of death. This death powder was put in wells of villages by the Nubians of the 3-2 battalion and was used in South Africa for many political assassinations and possibly also on January 29, 1955 by the notorious unit 29155. And mind you that this was the very era that the bug Bogdan Stashinsky actually was in the SA, short for South Africa. So this is the real story of the Unit 29155 going all the way to South Africa and never revealed before. And I've got a terrible feeling that this'll stir up quite some turmoil, being the very reason waiting so long telling you, well, what the heck, I've already lost everything anyway. So here it says, when the shit hits the fan, you'd better run. You can see this is a fan, right? Well, let's have the shit hit the fan, said the farmer.